This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How about a story?
Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
Allison Downey curates stories for our ongoing series, The Living Room.
So St. Paddy's Day is around the corner, and it's always been a really special day for me because I'm Irish-American. My great-great-grandparents came over on the boat from County Wexford and County Cork to New York City, like so many other Irish. But I've got my friend Yvonne Healy here today, and she's really an Irish-American. I mean, born in Ireland, now a U.S. citizen living in Michigan. So I've asked her to tell us the story of her journey to becoming an Irish-American storyteller.
When I was little, the people in Ireland called me Itagadhir, which means that I was between the two worlds, because I was between the two worlds of Ireland and the United States. In the United States, they called me an immigrant. And I was an immigrant in Pennsylvania in the 1950s. Our home was like crossing over a border and entering a different country, because we spoke Irish Gaelic in the home. We had very Irish manners. We ate Irish food. We didn't really watch TV that much, but we'd have this big open space in the front hall where Mom would teach us reels and jigs. There were four kids, so we had plenty of people for dancing and singing around the piano with my dad. And he'd always sing Danny Boy in Irish. He always said everything in Irish. Sometimes he would sit me down and he would tell me those old Irish stories. He would pass along stories that people had given him. And I would have to repeat it after him, line by line, so that I got it just right, the way it had been told with his family for who knows how long. Then if I got it right, he would say, shin, shin, shine, which is, and that is that. That's how the Irish end a story. And then when I went to school, it was completely different. The worst was St. Patrick's Day, because on St. Patrick's Day, we were the token Irish, and we had to bring a program of Irish culture for every single room in that school. But the thing was, they didn't really want Irish culture. They wanted the Hollywood version of Irish culture. So instead of the songs we sang at home, we were singing Tora Lora Lora, like Bing Crosby. And it's actually not Irish at all. And then would come the questions, and the questions were always really stupid. What's so special about the four-leaf clover? And I'd say it's a shamrock, three leaves. And, oh gosh, I really, really, really hated when somebody would ask me, how many six-packs does your dad drink on Saturday night? And does your mom smoke a pipe? They didn't know my parents. My family didn't drink. My family didn't smoke. We were Irish. We went to church. But I knew that they were trying to hurt me when they said that. But then the teacher would give me like a Clark bar, which was like the best candy of all. And then I'd go off to the other rooms. I hated St. Patrick's Day. But this was all going to change someday. In fact, it was going to change the day that I was naturalized. When I was in third grade, I got the day off of school. And it was a very big deal, because this is why we had come to the United States. This is why I grew up without my granny and without my litter of cousins and without my uncles. And I figured I wasn't going to have any more freckles. And we go all the way into Pittsburgh. And my dad is always singing and humming in the car. But at one point he stops and he's like, you know, after today, you're going to be American citizens. You're going to have the freedom to be anyone you want to be able to live anywhere you want to live. As long as I could remember, this was what we were living for, to become Americans. We went into the federal building in Pittsburgh, and we each had to go separately because we were getting our separate papers, and I knew there was going to be a test. And so I went in, and there I was with this judge, the stranger, and I was just a little kid. And he asked me these questions. Who's the president of the United States? And I said, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. And then he said, and this is kind of a tricky question, how many states are there? And it was a tricky question because it was the only time in history where the answer was 49, because Alaska had just gotten in and Hawaii was just about to make it. And then he said, congratulations, now you're going to repeat the Oath of Allegiance after me, word for word. And I could do that because I'd been repeating with my dad. And he said, don't worry about these big words. It just means that from now on you're American and you won't be Irish anymore. Well, that had never occurred to me. But I was an obedient child, so I repeated line after line. And you say, congratulations, you're American. Then I had a smile that went from one side of my head to the other, even with my gap teeth. Not much changed when I became American. My freckles were still all over my face. But my parents stopped speaking Irish to us. In fact, we were forbidden to speak Irish. We had to be Americans. We had to blend in. And my Irish fell away. But I kept my accent for a little while until someone decided that I needed to lose it. My teacher, Sister Mary Scary Meanie, she said to me one day, you know, you're going to learn how to speak like a real American. And she pulled out a chair and she said, get up on that chair. And she said, you have to harden your R's. Say after me, Tony Tiger. And I said, Tony Tiger? Tiger. Tiger. No, you're an American. Harden that R. And she was getting frustrated. So she picked up a book and I was getting frustrated. So I started crying. And then the book hit me. And I cried some more, and the book hit me again and again, and I cried a lot more. And they sent me down to the office, and they couldn't stop me crying. And my mother tells me that she was standing outside of the house talking to one of the neighbors when she looked up, and over the crest of the hill in the middle of the day came her little 8-year-old girl sobbing in hysterics. And she put her arms around me, but I couldn't stop crying. She didn't know what to do. She hit me. And I stopped crying. And I started stuttering. Well, stuttering was not okay with my parents because it wouldn't make me sound like a real American, and it certainly wasn't an Irish value. So my parents enrolled me in an acting class, and I loved it. It was wonderful. I stopped stuttering, and I started speaking with all these different voices. And I kept pursuing it, and eventually I got to speak like a Greek Medea or a Scottish Lady Macbeth, and then I was a nurse on TV as an adult, and I was an off-Broadway actress, and I was speaking in all these different voices, but not my own. And then I became, best roles of all, I became a wife and a mother. And when I had kids then, they led me back to my love of story as a kid, listening to my dad's stories, and I discovered I was a storyteller. But I was telling American stories, you know, what I thought they wanted to hear, the Three Little Pigs, stories about the American Revolution. So we were living in New York City, but then we had kids, and that makes you think about things in a way different way. So we started thinking about changing our lives, just like my dad had changed his life. And we headed out here to Michigan to create a new life for ourselves, the one we wanted for us and for our children. A grant application came across my desk from the Michigan Humanities Council that asked, what's unique about me as an artist that I was able to say, well, I'm Irish. And that's when I realized that while I had reclaimed my voice, I had never reclaimed my identity. So I started studying Irish Gaelic, and I started studying Irish history, and I told Irish and Irish American stories. And that's something that I received as a gift here in Michigan. So now, Ish Gaelic, I'm a storyteller. Is Madanakme, I'm American. Is Adanakme, I'm Irish. Is Michigandnakme, and I'm a Michigander. Shin, shin, shine, and that is that.
Yvonne Healy is a Michigan-based Irish-American storyteller. This piece was developed by Allison Downey, and it was produced by Allison and Zach Rosen. To learn more about Yvonne Healy and hear an original Irish Ireland theme song by Allison Downey, you can visit our website, michiganradio.org. And that wraps up Stateside for this week. We will talk to you again at 3 on Monday afternoon, the day after St. Patrick's Day. And with that in mind, I just felt that speaking as someone who has gone to school in Cork, Ireland, who married a man from Cork, who has lived her past 40 years with one foot in Michigan and one foot in Cork, it was fitting to end this week with a bit of Irish. La Féile Pádraic de Gach Aine, a happy St. Patrick's Day to all. Thanks so much for listening.